Here we go, Wednesday, May 26th, 2021. Fight gone bad. This workout brings me back to my early days of CrossFit, doing it in the garage with friends. And if you have that same cherished memory, awesome. If not, well, we're going to give you a memory today. Here's what we have on the schedule. Fight gone bad. It's three rounds. It's a bit unique, so stay with me. Three rounds of 1 minute of wall ball shots, followed by, and that's immediately into, the clock doesn't stop, 1 minute of sumo deadlift high pulls, immediately into 1 minute of box jumps, clock continues to run, 1 minute of push press, and then 1 minute of rowing for calories. The wall balls are done with a 20-pound ball for men, 14 for women, traditionally to a 10-foot target for men and 9 for women. Modify that as you need. The sumo deadlift high pull and the push press are done with a 75-pound barbell for men, 55-pound barbell for women. Excuse me, the minute of box jumps is just prescribed as 20 inches. Men and women, 20 inches. And then obviously you're rowing for calories. And here are the other exact instructions from the original CrossFit posting. In this workout, you move from each of five stations after a minute. The clock does not reset or stop between exercises. This is a 5 minute round from which a 1 minute break is allowed before repeating. On the call of rotate, the athletes must move to the next station immediately for the best score. 1 point is given for each rep, except on the rower, where each calorie is 1 point. And then I wrote, if you don't have a rower, then use a bike. And if you don't have a rower or a bike, you could do jumping jacks or, heaven forbid, burpees. So you go from minute of wall balls, right into minute of sumo deadlift high pull, right into a minute of box jumps, right into a minute of push press, right into a minute of rowing for calories. Then you get a 1 minute break. Then you do it all of that a second time, 1 minute break, and then a third and final time. And you add up everything that you did, you know, and you gotta have a buddy keep score, or have a little piece of paper or something with you as you're moving from station to station so you can remember what the heck you did. Add it all up at the end, and that's your score. We've got a video showing wall ball shots, sumo deadlift high pull, box jumps, push press, and rowing. On the push press, on the box jumps, yeah, you may get your best score doing it in a rebounding fashion, like a pogo stick, you know, just up, down, just boing, boing, boing. If that treats you well, great. You don't have to do that. You can jump up and step down each time, even though it will be a bit slower. That's shooter's choice. And that's probably the way that I'm going to do it, quite frankly. Super fitness robot scores for this. Men, 326 reps or more. Women, 293 reps or more. This is all data pulled from beyond the whiteboard. More likely, men, 264 reps or more. Women, 234 reps or more. Scaled option, still the same general protocol, still three rounds of five different things, each is 1 minute, but we've lowered the wall ball weight to 14 pounds for men, 10 for women. And of course, you can lower the height, 9 feet or lower if you want for men, 8 feet or less for women. The sumo deadlift high pull is done just with an empty barbell, 45 pounds for men, 35 for women. And since you don't have plates on there, you should just control on the way down, bring it to stop at mid-shin before you go back up for each rep. Instead of box jumps, I put box step-ups. Also gave a lowered height, if applicable, for women. The push press is also done with the empty barbell, 45 pounds for men, 35 for women, still 1 minute of rowing for calories. Limited equipment. They don't have a box, they don't have a wall ball, they don't have a rower, but they've got ingenuity and a can-do attitude. Three rounds of 1 minute of jumping air squats. Oh boy. 1 minute of dumbbell power cleans. Woohoo! Pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women. 1 minute of tuck jumps, it just keeps getting better. 1 minute of dumbbell push press is an eternity with those dumbbells. They'll be on the ground frequently. And then finally, since you don't have a rower, 1 minute of 10-meter shuttle sprints. Just put out as if we're doing death by shuttle sprints. Put out two cones, two whatevers, 10 meters apart, and in 1 minute, how many back and forths can you do? And that will be your score. Both feet cross the line on the shuttle sprints. One hand touches the ground. We've got a video showing the dumbbell power clean and the dumbbell push press. No equipment workout. Three rounds of 1 minute of jumping air squats, 1 minute of glute bridges, 1 minute of jumping jacks, 1 minute of push-ups, 1 minute of 10-meter shuttle sprints. And obviously the limited equipment crew and the no equipment, they still get the 1 minute break after the final exercise, etc., etc. If you feel like some accessory work at the end of this, it's optional as always, here's what we have. Dumbbell box step-ups, 30 to 40 reps total, certainly do not need to be unbroken. Alternating legs each step, you choose the height, you choose the loading. We've got a video showing that. And then the wall walk, 5 to 15 reps, not for time, slow and controlled, video showing that. Cool down and stretching, cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, holding for 1 to 2 minutes, and the chest and pecs, hands behind, also holding for 1 to 2 minutes, and both of those have a video. Hope you enjoyed Fight Gone Bad. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday for more fun.